Well, federal law bans sales of African elephant ivory. 6 states have now banned the sale of ivory more broadly, and more states are considering such laws. And that has repercussions for Alaska Native ivory carvers, who use legally caught walrus tusks. At a forum in Washington, D.C. this week, leaders from the Bering Straits region said they are frustrated. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Yeah, I mostly wear stones or pearls.
Those who champion walrus ivory are up against not just state bans, but social norms, too. I went to a weekend craft market near the U.S. Capitol and asked people about jewelry.
Yeah. Would you ever wear ivory?
No, I definitely would not wear ivory.
Nicole Mordret's response was fairly typical.
Because it's from an
endangered animal. Elephants are intelligent animals and shouldn't be hunted and so forth.
Another woman told me she has some ivory jewelry but doesn't dare wear it.
Okay, it does look good, but I can't wear it because it's part of an elephant, and I don't want to condone and push wearing ivory.
Two sisters from Tennessee were shopping for silver pendants. One seemed open to the idea of ivory.
Yeah. Like in an earring or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then her sister mentioned the E word.
Because of the elephants. Oh. Like ivory tusks. I didn't think about that.
Want to welcome everybody and
Melanie Banky, president of the Nome-based nonprofit Kawerik, says she sees how ivory can disturb people who visit her region.
The expression of disgust on a tourist's face when they realize that what they're holding is made from walrus and yet they're walking in with leather shoes is ironic.
In a U.S. Senate meeting room filled with mostly congressional staffers, Banky dispelled misconceptions. Walrus ivory isn't elephant ivory. Walrus populations are healthy.
And we are not hunting walrus just for the sake of ivory. It is our food source. It is our spiritual connection to our ancestors. And it's beautiful art, and it shouldn't be banned.
Banky says it's expensive to live in villages like Savunga, and most ivory carvers don't make a lot of money at it.
If you're able to sell some of your artwork, then you're able to buy more gas or ammunition and go harvest more walrus to feed your family.
Banky closed the Capitol Hill Forum by asking allies to spread the word, to tell the story of Alaska Native ivory. And stories are powerful. Back at the crafts market, I talked to a vendor, an artist who makes spice racks and shelves from salvaged materials. Erica Rubel didn't abhor the idea of ivory.
I might wear an antique ivory bead, but I wouldn't buy any ivory or get anything that was made now.
Rubel really warmed to the notion of wearing walrus ivory, harvested by native people carrying on the tradition of their ancestors. Rubel tries to live sustainably. She's not at all worried her friends would think she's exploiting elephants if she were sporting ivory carved by a Bering Sea artist.
No, because if they did question it, because they would probably say, wow, that's not like you. I would explain the story behind it, which is also part of why you buy something from the maker, is you also are buying the story and the history that went into making it.
That would be music to the ears for the champions of Alaska Native ivory. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.